Previously on Adventures in Odyssey.
Mr. Whitaker, I think Emily kidnapped Suzu. Emily was investigating me. She's been going around the past few days asking a bunch of people all sorts of questions about some things that have happened since I moved to town.
Are you related to Mori and Suzu?
I am their Uba. I take care of them.
So, let me understand. You think that in addition to the writer's ruse mystery he set up, Mori was involved with the student body election and the drama club fundraiser too?
Yes. And let's not forget about the open lockers incident.
You haven't brought up the biggest thing that has happened to us.
Yeah, the escape room.
And Mori didn't have anything to do with that.
Are we sure? I mean, what about that mysterious voice who was talking to us?
Go away, Emily!
Not until I get some answers. Not until I get the truth.
What do you think, Mr. Whitaker?
I think you're trying to game me. Just like you've been gaming most everyone in Odyssey since you moved here.
You think I'm gaming you?
Now, don't pretend you don't know what the word means.
Mr. Whitaker,
I want to read you something, Mori. Here. I have to admit they were good. It was a risk to show them a page of my playbook like that, but it was worth it to see if they could keep up with me. And of course they couldn't. No one could. I shouldn't have expected that anyone would be that good. Not in this town.
That's from my computer journal.
Yeah. Apparently you wrote it after you set up the whole writer's ruse scenario for Emily and Matthew.
How did you get that?
All in good time. The point is, I know you like games, and that you're good at them. And I think you're trying to play one on me right now.
I'm not! This is for real!
Why should I believe you?
Because I brought you Emily's phone! The stuff about me on the recordings wasn't exactly flattering. If I'm playing a game, then she'd have to be playing it too, right? And not only her, but Matthew, Olivia, and Zoe.
Well, maybe.
Look, Mr. Whitaker.
Do you like the theater, Mori?
Yes, I guess so.
Well, have you been to the Stratford Theater lately?
Stratford?
In Connellsville?
Why would you ask something like that at a time like this?
Because I was walking past it a few days ago, and I saw a poster outside for their new play.
I don't believe this.
The poster featured all of the actors in the play, and one of them looked very familiar. Beatrice Kaufman. You remember her, don't you?
Why would I?
Well, I went inside and talked to her. Oh, she's very good at voices, and she specializes in Eastern European accents, like the one she did recently when she played a Mrs. Popoff.
Mrs. Popoff?
Yeah. I also met another actor in the play, Roland Tomlinson. Does he sound familiar?
Not really.
Roland and I had a very enlightening conversation in which he revealed that he had been hired to play a character named Jordan Windward, the representative from the Student Project Fund. The organization was completely bogus, of course.
What does this have to do with anything?
When I asked Roland and Beatrice who hired them to play those characters, they said they didn't know. It was done over the phone, and the person's voice was disguised. But the payment was made to them in advance.
So?
So, I asked myself, who around here would have the ability to do that sort of thing? And when I came back from the theater, I found an answer. Here, let me play you something. Sound familiar?
Should it?
Well, it came from a mysterious voice that talked to me and Emily and Matthew and Suzu during the escape room incident. I managed to record it on Suzu's phone. She didn't tell you about it?
She may have.
I did some audio manipulation with the recording periodically, but I didn't devote my full effort to it until yesterday. When I did, I discovered this. Do you have an explanation?
Someone hacked my voice?
Mori, We've established you like games and are good at playing them, and that you can manipulate electronics like you did with my old imagination station components. You use them to send Emily on an imagination adventure at the sink in the kitchen downstairs.
That was just Emily's guess.
Do you really think I don't know what's going on in my own building? You did do it, didn't you?
Maybe.
Well, anyone who can do that can certainly manipulate the recordings on a phone. And now you come in with a crazy story about Suzu and Emily and expect me to believe it? Why should I?
Because it's true.
Oh, prove it. Let's get the whole truth and nothing but the truth. All of the questions Emily asked in the phone recordings are about things that have happened since you came to town. And it appears that Emily thought you were responsible for all of them. Is that the truth she was getting too close to?
I don't...
Were you involved with them? Did you manipulate the election at the school so that Emily would win over the Parker kids? Maury?
Yes.
And the lockers incident, did you open them all and set up Dion to take the blame?
Yes.
And the drama club fundraiser?
Yes.
And the escape room and Emily's imagination episode at the kitchen sink?
Yes. Yes. All right. They were all me, okay? I did them all.
If that's true, then it sounds like you have more of a reason to kidnap Emily than Emily does to kidnap your sister. So why do you think Emily did it?
You heard the recording. She's trying to strong-arm Suzu.
Still trying to game me, huh?
No! Look, Mr. Whittaker, everyone here says you are the guy to come to when you're in trouble. Well, I'm in trouble. More to the point, I think Suzu is in trouble. You don't want to believe me? Fine. Then come to my house and see for yourself.
Maury.
Please.
Okay. We'll do it your way. We'll go to your house. Suzu's room certainly is a mess, I'll give you that.
I told you.
Maury-kun!
In Suzu's room!
Why are you... What happened here? Oh!
Hello, Mrs. Mado.
Wait, what? You two know each other?
Mr. Whittaker?
It's okay, Mrs. Mado. It's time for the truth to come out.
Yes, Maury-kun. We know each other.
How? Why? My journal entry. You gave him my journal entry about the writer's ruse, didn't you?
Oh, yes, Maury-kun.
I can't believe this. You've been spying on me? And for you, Mr. Whittaker?
Where is Suzu-chan?
Well, you're the spy. You tell me. Where have you been?
I was shopping. What has happened?
Suzu's been kidnapped.
No, we don't know that for certain.
Right, because you think I'm gaming you, which is why you've both been spying on me. Why would you do this, Mrs. Mado?
Take a seat, Maury.
Why should I?
Because Mrs. Mado and I need to tell you a story. Now, please.
Fine.
Maury, why are you here?
I keep telling you, Emily kidnapped Suzu.
No. Not here in your house, in Suzu's room. Why are you and your sister here in Odyssey?
It's where my father wants us to be.
And therein lies the story. Many years ago, I used to do some work for the U.S. government.
Work? What kind of work?
Well, that isn't important. The point is that this work necessitated a lot of travel. And on my travels, I naturally met a lot of people. One of the places I went to was Japan. And one of the people I met in the American embassy there was a diplomat named...
Raymond Rydell? You know my father?
Yes. Raymond and I have been friends for many years.
You know my father? Unbelievable.
I received a wedding invitation for your father and your mother, Juliana, though I wasn't able to attend. And I also received announcements of your birth and Suzu's adoption.
So You've known about me since I was born?
Yeah, I have. And of course, I'm not the only one. Right, Mrs. Mado?
As you know, Mori-kun, I have been your nurse and caretaker since your birth, and Suzu since she was adopted. Do you remember how we were all very happy together?
I remember. Then Mom got sick.
Yes. Her death and the way it affected you and Suzu broke my heart.
I know, Mrs. Mado, and I appreciate it. But it sure didn't break my father's heart. He just buried himself in his work. He didn't care about me and Suzu at all.
That is not true, Mori-kun. He tried to be an attentive, caring father, but he couldn't do it. One day, he called me into his office.
Mrs. Mado, I've told you to keep Mori in check.
Yes, Mr. Rydell, I know.
He very nearly caused an international incident, and this isn't the first time.
I am sorry, sir. It is very difficult to keep track of Mori-kun all the time.
It can't be that hard. He's just a boy.
He is very elusive and slippery, and the embassy has many places to hide. Too many.
Nonsense.
He finishes his schoolwork quickly, and then he needs to find other things to do.
Then show him Japan.
I have. I have taken both Mori and Suzu all over, and they have seen it all. Mori-kun is bored by history and culture. When we go out, he just wants to come back here. He says he finds it far more interesting.
And we know why. So he can get involved in things he shouldn't be involved in.
Unfortunately, yes. Which is what smart children do. And Mori-kun is very smart.
Of course he's smart. He's my son. How smart?
His tutors say brilliant. He especially excels in computers and mathematics.
Well, there's your answer then. Give him more of that to do.
He has done it all. He is already at university level.
Really? So computers are how he's been getting his information about what goes on here?
Well, yes.
Then keep him away from them.
As I said, I try, but he is...
Elusive and slippery, yes, I heard.
Besides, that is not the only way he gets information.
How else?
He has also made friends with several staff members.
Which staff members?
I do not know all their names, but he is especially fond of a secretary named Natalie.
And what is this Natalie telling Mori?
I do not think she is telling him anything, but I believe he has accessed her computer.
Well, then obviously you need to keep Mori away from her.
I try, sir.
Not hard enough. Discipline him.
That is not my place. He needs his father.
Do not lecture me on my parenting skills, Mrs. Mado.
I apologize, sir. I do not want to offend. I will try harder with Mori-kun. But as I said, he is a special child. He needs a strong hand to control and guide him.
Or perhaps what he really needs is to not live in an embassy.
That's when your father called me. He explained the situation about your mother.
Oh, I'm so sorry about Juliana, Raymond. She was a lovely person.
Thank you, Whit. It's been very difficult.
I can imagine. Raising two children in your situation? My kids were grown and out of the house when my wife passed away. I'm praying for you, my friend.
I appreciate that.
And, well, if there's anything else I can do, please let me know.
Actually, there is.
Oh, well, name it.
Mori and Suzu need to be raised in a more suitable environment than a U.S. embassy. An environment like Odyssey.
I couldn't agree more. I've always thought small towns are the best places for kids to grow up. And Odyssey is one of the nicest.
Good. Because I want the kids to live there.
Oh, well, that's wonderful. I look forward to you all joining our community.
Not me. Just the kids. And their caretaker, Mrs. Mado, of course.
You won't be joining them?
No.
But why not?
It's just better that way.
It's better for you not to be with your kids?
Yes.
Raymond?
Look, Whit. I can't do what I do here and raise kids at the same time.
Then maybe you should stop doing what you're doing there.
It's my job, and I'm good at it.
Raymond...
It's no good, Whit. I'm not a good father, and I never have been. But I do know that my kids need a good influence, and I think they'll find that in Odyssey. With you.
Wait a minute. Are you asking me to raise your kids?
No, no. Mrs. Mado will take care of all their needs and be their official guardian. What I'd like you to do is, well, what you do best. Keep an eye on the kids and help push them in the right direction. You are one of the best men I have ever known, Whit. And if my kids can learn from anyone, it's you.
I appreciate what you're saying, Raymond. But you should be the one doing that.
I can't. Do this for me, Whit. Please.
So that's why we're here. My father really doesn't want us.
It is not that he does not want you, Mori-kun. He just, could not cope with your mother dying.
But we could? He couldn't cope, so he shipped us here so you could spy on me.
Yes, Mori. But don't you think we have good reason to? Considering all that's been going on, all that you've admitted to? Raymond informed me what Mrs. Mado told him about how smart and bright you are, and about some of the things that you did at the embassy. Your abilities are...
Formidable?
All right. But for all your formidableness, there is one ability that you don't have, though you hide it well. Manual dexterity.
Boy, Pops didn't leave out anything, did he?
No.
All right. Yes, it's true. I have a problem using my hands and wrists like everyone else can. It's genetic. So?
So, because of that, it's highly unlikely that you could have opened up all the lockers at the school in one night. Unless you had some help. And you did have help, didn't you?
It was just supposed to be games. That's all. Just games. It's what we do, what we've always done. It's how we talk to each other. Never thought she'd take it this far.
What do you mean?
I mean, Mr. Whitaker, that I don't actually think Emily kidnapped Suzu. I think Suzu kidnapped Emily.
Suzu...
kidnapped Emily, yes.
What?
Yeah, you're gonna have to explain that one.
I'm not the only one who's smart. Suzu's really smart, too. Only whereas I'm smart in math and computers, she's smart in engineering and mechanical stuff and a lot of other things.
Like picking locks?
Sure, but that just scratches the surface of what she can do.
Well, let's just stick with that one for now. So Suzu was the one who opened up the lockers at the school?
Yes. In the past... Suzu has had a bit of a problem with taking things that don't belong to her. And when she opened the lockers the first night, she did take some stuff. But I followed her, found out where she hid the stuff she took, and returned it to the lockers.
Suzu steals things? Oh dear.
But there's more, Mrs. Mado. After Suzu met Matthew and Emily, when she opened the lockers the second night, she didn't take anything. She just opened them and left it at that. I watched her. It was like she just wanted to see if she could do it.
But something was taken by you.
Yes. Something more valuable than stuff. Information.
Like the password to Emily's phone?
Well, yeah. But I really wanted information about the kids around us, just to know who I was up against.
And what did you find out?
The strangest thing, at least for me, most of the kids around here are Christians.
Why is that strange?
Okay, maybe not strange, but interesting. I didn't know any Christians before, though I'd heard about them.
And what had you heard?
Well, the typical stuff, that they were a bunch of uneducated, moralistic hypocrites. But then, after Suzu looked for herself at their information in their lockers, she said something to me I'd never heard her say before.
We don't want things to go awry again. I want to do what is right. For our new friends. For our family.
She seemed to be truly affected by the people around here. But I didn't want my sister to be duped. That's when I decided to put these Christian beliefs to the test. To see if these people really lived this stuff, or if it was all talk.
So you set up the drama club fundraiser.
Well, first, we all did the Mary Malloway Writer's Ruse for Emily and Matthew. Then after that came the drama club fundraiser. I wanted to see if Olivia would do the right thing. And she did, with flying colors.
And the escape room?
Well, that was Suzu's idea. She'd read about it and knew it was coming here, but she also knew she couldn't do it alone. She needed my help.
So Emily was right. It was both of you.
I thought she was still trying to one-up me. But when she heard the full story of what we did for Emily and Matthew in the Writer's Ruse, she was... I don't know.
Touched?
Yeah. I mean, she was almost in tears. And that is really not like Suzu. Anyway, she decided to do something even bigger than the Writer's Ruse for Matthew and Emily.
Trying to scare them half to death?
No, giving them a challenge. That's what they like. Or at least that's what Emily likes. And I wanted to see if they would actually do that greater love stuff. Laying down your life for your friends. Look, I know it sounds weird, but Suzu really was doing it to help them. Like she said on the recording, we wouldn't have let anything really bad happen to them. But I suppose you knew all about that too, eh?
Why do you think I was there?
You really do know what's going on in your own building.
Not everything, but as much as I can. For instance, was Emily's imagination adventure at the kitchen sink also you and Suzu?
She knew about it, but that one was just me. Mainly giving my programming skills a workout. A good one too, Mr. Whittaker. Your software is complex.
I'm not seeing how the imagination adventure you programmed for Emily led to Suzu kidnapping her.
Because my program involved kidnapping. I'm afraid I may have given Suzu the idea to one-up me by kidnapping Emily for real.
Morikun, is that Suzu's notebook? There, under the bed?
Yes, it is.
What does it say?
Well, I don't know. I don't read Japanese.
Even after living in Japan for most of your life?
I understand and speak it, but I was never interested in learning how to write or read it.
May I see?
You mean you don't already know what's in it? You haven't spied on Suzu yet?
Mori.
Sure, have at it.
What does it say, Mrs. Mado?
She writes of a secret place she has found. A special place to hide away. A house in a tree?
Wonder World.
Perhaps that is where she has taken Emily.
Yeah, but that doesn't make a lot of sense. Wonder World isn't exactly hidden. I know some of the boys like to play there.
Well, it's still worth checking out, isn't it?
Yeah, I agree.
Perhaps I should stay here, in case the girls come back or call.
Maybe do a little more spying while you're at it?
Mori, that's enough. It's all right, Mrs. Mado. I'm still not entirely convinced this is on the up and up, so you stay here, we'll go. Come on, Mori. You know, you shouldn't be so hard on Mrs. Mado.
She betrayed me.
She was doing what your father and I asked her to do.
Whatever. I can't believe you've been on to us since the beginning.
I didn't know everything you and Suzu were doing. Well, I had a good idea.
So why didn't you say or do anything? Or at least tell Emily?
She asked me not to. And I also wanted to see how things played out. I could have stopped them before they went too far, and perhaps I should have stepped in sooner. But I thought it would be better if Emily figured out things for herself.
So in a way, you were doing for Emily what I was trying to do for Suzu.
Hardly. You set up scenarios and manipulated people to see how they would react.
Isn't that what you do?
How so?
You have all of these great inventions. The imagination station, the inspiration station, the room of consequence. And they're all designed to challenge kids to strengthen their beliefs, right?
Yes.
And how does that happen? By setting up scenarios and manipulating the kids into doing what you want them to do.
No. I don't manipulate them. And it's not what I want. The adventures are designed to get them to do the right thing on their own.
Which is what you want, right?
Yes, but I don't...
So when it comes right down to it, what I did with my scenarios really isn't any different than what you do with your inventions.
Well, it may seem that way, Mori, but what you need to understand is there's
the treehouse! There it is!
Huh.
Suzu?
Emily!
I'm going up. Suzu? Emily? Suzu?
Mori?
There's no one here. Where are they?
Good question.
What?
Natalie?
Hi, Mori.
Okay, now I'm convinced this is not just a game. Natalie, huh?
Hello, Whit. Good to see you again.
Wait, you two know each other?
Yes, very well.
Only I know Natalie by a different name. Tasha. Tasha Forbes.
And just when I thought things couldn't get any stranger, now Tasha is back in Odyssey? Be sure to join us for our next adventure to hear the exciting conclusion of the Rydell Revelations. Before we get there, though, I want you to think about Mori and the faith he put in his ability to fool people and get away with his clever schemes. He had a lot of practice deceiving people, and he didn't think he'd ever be caught. Mori didn't realize that one person sees everything we do and knows the reasons for our every action, God. No matter how hard we work to hide the bad things in our lives or how careful we are to keep people in the dark about what we're doing, God sees it, and all our actions will eventually be judged by Him. 2 Corinthians 5:10 says that we will appear before Christ's judgment seat so that each of us may receive what is due to us for the good and evil we have done. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. The Rydell Revelations, Part 2, was written and directed by Phil Lawler, with sound designed by Luke Ganeau, and music by Jared DePasquale. Our executive producer was Dave Arnold. Our cast included Andre Stoika, Mandy Fabian, Ren Hanami, Atticus Schaefer, and Jason Spisak. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.